This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Todd Mitchell, Darylise, and for Scott Hedden, 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can text me just like my wife just did, 701-226-8503. True story. My pillow. Woke up with no neck ache, no headache, no back ache. I took one for the team and let my wife use my pillow. Guess what? Now it's her pillow.
Your pillow or my pillow?
Well, it's called my pillow, but it's in brand name only. It's not literally Todd's pillow anymore. It's now Carrie's pillow. Yeah. But fortunately, with the promo code Scott, you can get up to 50% off anything on MyPillow.com. And it's not just pillows either. Lulu says, these are the only sheets that I buy, the MyPillow Giza Dreams sheets, together with the pillows. I can't wait to get in bed because it's heavenly. They look beautiful, feel wonderful, and wash perfectly. Jenny says, best sheets I've ever owned. They actually breathe. No sweating anymore. Love, love, love. Buying more. Nothing else compares. Plus, the colors are gorgeous. It'll feel good. If you're going to spend a third of your life on them, you might as well have good ones. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or you can call 1-800-506-9028. 506-9028. And use the promo code Scott, or just simply pop it to MyPillow.com. Daryl, if you have never tried one, then you just don't know.
We actually have the MyPillow.
Okay, then you do know.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had it now, I think, for, I don't know, 2 years now.
And yes, you do see that brand name in a box store. Guess what? A Chevette and a Corvette are made by the same people, but one of them is a lot more fun and a lot more rewarding to be sitting behind the wheel.
One of them is a lot more,
I did have a friend actually stick a 454 in a Chevette and actually get on either Hot Rod or Carcraft. I don't remember which one it was, but, so that made that fun. Corvette's still funner. But the point of that is the MyPillow in the box store, that pillow is not the same as the MyPillow pillow you're ordering. You're ordering the premium pillow on MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. So there you go.
There it is. You want premium? Order it. And if you just want run of the mill, go to the big box store.
But don't try taking it back after, 59 days or whatever.
They do have a good trial period. Uh-huh. You got to say, a pretty nice trial
period. You run into the box store and say, well, I've been sleeping on this for almost 2 months, and now I don't like it anymore.
That ain't going to work.
Their reaction is going to be what I just did there, a little snicker, a little laugh. That's going to be about it.
So. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. So Darylise here from NDFB sitting in for Scott. And with us in studio right now, we still have John Devney from Delta Waterfowl, and we're going to dig in a little bit, and we might even find a few things we disagree on here in this next segment, John, when it comes to, the whole CRP thing, the whole conservation program thing from the federal government. There's 30-some, 40-some different hooks, so to speak, in the CRP program. They call them conservation practices, whether it's CP5, CP23, CP37. The 23 and 37, I say for very specific reasons, those acres right now are not open in the Hayne, the emergency Hayne, and I don't look for them to be opened. And the reason I don't look for them to be opened in the conversations that we've had is, CP37 is the duck nesting habitat conservation practice, and CP23 is the water wetland restoration practice, one of them. There's two of them. And the reason I don't look for them to be opened is, and the reason I thought it was important to say thank you to your organization, or to go to Game and Fish, Ducks Unlimited, Natural Resources Trust, Pheasants Forever, is not all of your companion groups share the same thought process of, you know, everyone's got to shoulder a little bit of the pains, you know, so to speak, and there's responsibility by everyone that needs to be taken in these situations. And resulting from, you know, 10, 15 years ago, a lawsuit by the National Wildlife Federation, it made it a lot tougher to do these things. And so because of that, that's why I'm saying I don't hold out much hope that those other acres are going to get open, because them are going to probably be the acres that would trigger someone like the National Wildlife Federation to step in, file an injunction, and then we could lose all of it at that point. And it could put it into court and have to go to a judge and push it off to the point where that's got very little or no value in it at that point anyways. So, you know, what are your thoughts on using some of those other acres with some of those other conservation practice designations?
Well, I think, Daryl, I'd like to back up a second. And I think there's been a conversation happening amongst the conservation and wildlife groups, the same groups that signed on the letter to the secretary last week, going back many years, going back 5-6 years, about, you know, how do we make CRP a different kind of program to serve North Dakota producers differently. And we've been talking about, we talked about it last Thursday, Daryl, and, you know, about a program that will allow regular haying, allow a third of the stand to be hayed every 3 years, the whole stand to be hayed every 3 years, allow season-long grazing within NRCS grazing guidelines. I mean, those are the conversations I want to have, and I want to have it at big scales. I don't want to have it at this practice, that practice. I want to talk about fundamentally looking at CRP and understanding that, done right, we could have more benefits, even more benefits from it. We can have benefits for wildlife. We can have it for nesting ducks, which is obviously my primary concern. But I think it fits better within a lot of our communities to have a program that has more working lands. It doesn't, believe me, that doesn't mean to say I don't, you know, idle cover is great for the producers who want to sign up for it, and it may work well within their operations. But I think we've got an opportunity here going into the next farm bill to fundamentally talk about CRP in a different way and have it be more of a working lands program, at least for producers that are interested in that type of thing. And I think we can provide more wildlife habitat at a cheaper cost and provide all these other benefits, Daryl.
And the trick to that, I think, John, is going to be to do that in a way, you know, I mean, we've had a lot of conversations on CRP. And it's not just CRP that does this. Other government programs create a certain market distortion. And, you know, how do we do, you know, what you're calling a working lands conservation program, and not distort things, not make it so lucrative that it distorts, you know, some local market factors, be it rent, be it land values, be it, you know, which makes it so restrictive for the next generation to come in. I personally think we saw that, and I can verify that we saw that in the 80s when it came in. I was in that generation that was looking at what we were going to do and how we were going to expand to keep on the, you know, on the family farm. And so I think that's the key. And that's probably where our biggest divide comes between ag groups and the wildlife and conservation groups. But even within your, you know, companionship of conservation groups, they're not all on board on that. I mean, we have issues, you know, where our farm groups, we don't always agree on policy going. But, you know, I would say, and I would say the ones that we interact with here in North Dakota, for the most part, are probably on board with looking at some of those revisions and how do you make it better, more workable. But, you know, there are some out there that have pretty big voices on a national scene and in locations where the population is in this country. How do we overcome that?
Well, I think basically, Daryl, I mean, I don't want to, I have no business telling conservation interests that deal on bobwhite quail what to do with bobwhite quail. I don't know enough about bobwhite quail. I don't know much about longleaf pine, and I'm certainly not going to argue what their programming should look like in those parts of the world or the Southern Great Plains or California. I think the folks in North Dakota, from a conservation perspective, who work with farmers and ranchers every day and who understand the biology better than anybody else, we should be in a position to write programs that work for North Dakota. For North Dakota wildlife, for North Dakota farmers, and for North Dakota ranchers. And I think you're starting to hear more about, as the Farm Bill debate gets going, I think you're hearing more about regionalizing CRP, because CRP is a very different program in North Dakota than it is in Mississippi or Alabama, and I think we need to understand that. I think the role of the State Technical Committee and local stakeholders needs to be elevated, because those people truly know what the wildlife needs are and the needs of the working farms and ranches out there. I think those voices need to come through in a greater degree.
And you know that, you know, some of the debate that's out there for our listeners when it comes to this is, you know, you've got Congressman Peterson just across the border in Minnesota that called for 40 million acres, an increase of 16 million acres to the CRP, which is capped at 24 million right now. And yet Senator Thune to the south that has a 30 million acre plan. And then you've got us up here in North Dakota, for the most part, agriculture saying, no more. Let's fix the problems with what we have. And in fact, some cases we're talking about that we need that much. So
a couple of calls. We'll get to you folks. Hang on. More on the way.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. Customer owned by people just like you. They give away $50,000 at PetroServe USA. Register weekly for gift cards. New winners drawn every week. And, of course, when you pull up to the pump that you own, it's a 100% American-made fuel choice for you at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials for the entire month of July. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.29 each. Blue Diamond almonds, 89 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $4.50. Hot tamales, 89 cents each. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, 2 for $11. That's a great deal. Plus the 4 for $4 hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, the best cookies money can buy. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. So the next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, a car wash, remember PetroServe USA.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal, 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Mind 1-800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Apache, High Plains Apache, not just another sprayer company, the sprayer company others keep talking about. We had a windy spring. Drift always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system allowing you to select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. Our customers have made it clear they work hard for their money. When they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. That's why, when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman's sprayer. Proven to work as hard as you do with the support team to back it up. They're right across the road from what's currently Bonanza, but if you heard the news, it's going to become a Culver's, apparently, in Mandan. You guys didn't hear? You're all excited about the buttery and the...
The butter burger. That's wonderful news.
1701 Eastside Court, across the road from what's currently Bonanza in Mandan. High Plains Apache, 21 after the hour. A few folks holding out here at 1-800-228-0550 and 701-258-0550. Bernie from Mandan, thanks for holding on. What's on your mind?
Hello. I've got some CRP land. It's our filter strips. And it has to be cut, and the forage has to be removed, but we can't use the hay. The rancher that will cut it will have to destroy it.
Yeah, Bernie, that's some of the issues that, you know, don't make a lot of sense in things. And I think that's what John here was getting at from Delta Waterfall. If you're going to do a management practice, let's utilize the resource. Let's find a way to utilize it.
Cut it and destroy it in a drought? Come on, someone's got to figure out.
And I'm guessing that you probably got that one of the CP23s or some designation such as that on that contract. And so, you know, John, what do you say to that? Is that a good use of natural resources?
Well, I mean, if we're gonna go to the step where we're gonna hay or graze, either managed or emergency, that forage should be used. Now, I also recognize that you guys got to be a little bit careful because you could be distorting the forage market. But I don't think where we are today, I don't think anybody's too terribly concerned about that. We're just trying to provide relief for producers. So, you know, in a situation where we're asking for producers to manage or in a situation where we are with an emergency, let's use the grass that's been clipped. Let's get it in the hands of somebody that needs it. And there's absolutely no value in destroying it. That's not a good use of anybody's time and energy. Bad use of the grass.
And Bernie, you know, the one thing we do got to keep in a little bit of conscientious here is that market distortion that we talked about in the last segment and John just brought up is, you know, there are people that raise hay and raise forage as part of their farming operation to make their livelihood. And, you know, just as wheat markets and corn markets, they go up when shortages, that's when these forage growers and these hay growers have it, you know, to make hay, so to speak. I mean, no pun intended, but that's their time to profit at a little bit higher rate than in the lush years. So, yeah, thanks for the call, Bernie. Good point, though, on the best use of natural resources, and wasting them probably isn't the best use.
All right, Andrew in Grand Forks, where you get to hear me on a different station, on 96.1, doing a whole different kind of thing. So, Andrew, in case you just absolutely need to hear my voice for four more hours a day, go for it. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. You know, I'm from South Central North Dakota, and I go home every weekend and try to make the hay that's there. And honestly, these conversations are why we don't have CRP anymore. You know, the overregulation combined with the inability to act when we really need it, it's so tiresome. And marginal ground needs to be redefined also. With our improvement in tillage practices and our ability to fertilize and just manage that way, you just make it really hard for us to kind of put things into that conservation system. It's just really difficult. But I got to get back to work here. I'll hang up and listen to you. Thanks.
Well, Andrew, that's, you know, actually you're doing some practices probably that, you know, are conservation practices with improved and less tillage of the land. So, I mean, you're putting it to work in a different method where you're still using crops. You got it to your full use. You know, and that's some of the things that's where some of the debate comes down that, when folks like John or, you know, representatives of some of those other organizations sit down with us and the ag organizations, and that is some of the debate that we have is, you know, is it the federal government's responsibility to provide payments for everybody on these kind of things? And I think you know, one of the first things John will make, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you've said it to me before, is if the public wants that and thinks that's a, you know, something benefits them, then they should pay them farmers and ranchers for it.
Well, I mean, and to Andrew's point about CRP, I think, Andrew, the sort of frustration I heard in your voice is the exact reason why a number of us are looking at making a CRP program that I think could serve your needs better, where, you know, could have been season-long grazed, you could have been hanging it already under some of the things that we've been talking about. So understand it, and I want you to understand, Andrew, we're hearing you on that stuff, and we're working. And when it comes to, you know, when it comes to conservation, Daryl, I mean, you think about, we all know and appreciate, I think everybody certainly in North Dakota and around the country understands and knows and appreciates that farmers produce food and fiber and energy and provide more things today and more outcomes than they ever have. One of the things that's interesting is I don't think farmers and ranchers necessarily get their due in the role they can play on improving habitat, improving the environment. I think that's a conversation we're interested in having, or what are the ways that we can get the markets to work or policy to work to help producers do the kind of stewardship that they want to do in their operations. These are voluntary incentive-based programs. This is not somebody telling somebody what they can and cannot do. And how do we get the money, and how do we design the programs that we think can fit the best into producers' operations, with them at the table helping design those programs?
And the voluntary thing is, I appreciate that comment to a certain point, but one of the things that we've talked about in conversations with you, John, and other folks in the room is it's voluntary to the point that it's not voluntary if that payment is better than what the market would be available for the rent in the local area.
Right.
And to, you know, set that blanket out there, and that's like, I'm going to go back to that statement. How do we do something like this that is least market distorting, least intrusive on the ability for the next generation, a young farmer and rancher to come in and take advantage of that, stay in that small community, so that we don't hurt these small communities by removing the use of that land. You remove the inputs that go into that land, so you take agronomy positions from there, you take another family, you know, living off of that land out of that equation. That's the challenges I see going forward.
Yeah, and I think you look at markets go up and markets go down, and I think we could point to examples on both sides where those CRP prices have failed us both going up and coming down. I think it's something we need to be looking at.
Brad Vermoying, hang on, you're coming up, and more What's on Your Mind is on the way.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
How does North Dakota benefit from the Dakota Access Pipeline Project? We asked that question of Justin Krigstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority in another episode of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Justin, tell us.
The Bakken has always been transportation challenged, and since 2008, we've had inadequate pipeline capacity, meaning the oil production levels were higher than the state's pipeline infrastructure was able to carry. And so really, starting June 1st of this year, this is the first time that North Dakota and this region has been in an environment where there is adequate pipeline capacity. Prior to June 1st of this year, the combination of pipe and rail was necessary in order to move all of the production to refining centers around the U.S. Now that we're moving into this environment with adequate pipeline capacity, it's really going to be a new marketplace for those North Dakota barrels, and hopefully we see a definite price improvement here in the state itself.
That's Justin Krigstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority and another edition of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm Scott Hennon, and thanks for listening.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Brought to you in part by Piper's Auction and Realty, celebrating the opening of its auction center of North America during a two-day public open house and auction. The public, the press, you are invited. Piper's Auction Center of North America welcomes you to the open house coming up Monday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Free food, drinks, tours of the new facility. Piper's new auction facility features state-of-the-art technology and internet auction capabilities. Auctions held at Piper's new facility will be mostly held indoors with simultaneous internet bidding. Equipment will be showcased on site at Piper's new location. And starting on Tuesday morning at 10, Piper's Auction Center North America will be hosting an auction featuring vintage farm tractors, farm machinery, trucks, construction equipment, and many other items. Whether you're a bidder or not, you're welcome and encouraged to attend the auction and observe a Piper's auction. Just off I-94, 510, 7th Street Northwest in Steele. For more, check out Piper's corporate office phone number. They'll help you out. 218-477-1968. 218-477-1968. Piper's. 27 and before the hour, Fred from Wing hanging on. What's on your mind, Fred?
Well, hello, Daryl.
Hey, Fred.
How's it going?
Doing well.
Well, the other day I talked to Scott on this channel here, and I heard you were going to be on there today, and I wanted to get on here and say something. I noticed something after I talked on What's On Your Mind last week on Thursday, I think it was. I went and looked at the weather channel. And they were giving the drought monitor, and they put on a map on the western side of the river over here, Missouri. And I looked at that map and I said, now why is that familiar? You know, it went down along the Missouri up toward Minot, up over Williston, Montana area, then down through and across the river down by Fort Yates, and then went across over into South Dakota toward Aberdeen. I said, why does that map look familiar? And I thought of it, you know, that was the same map that they showed the area that the Dakota Access Pipeline was covering last fall. I got to thinking, you know, there was Native American tribe was called in at that time. There's like, I think, 100 different representations of tribes down there, and a lot of them were worshiping in a pagan religion down there. And they were beating their drums to religions that are not necessarily Christian. And
Fred, I don't want to make that judgment. I think that there's a much higher power that'll make that judgment at everyone's end of time. And
somebody some, do you think there could be something to it, though? I mean, all that time with that down there, that maybe we need to pray that way when we need to pray for this rain, which we need so bad. You know,
I think the key there, Fred, is everyone just needs to pray for rain. And, you know, because that really the solution to this whole problem that we're facing here at the drought is rain. And, you know, so appreciate the phone call, Fred. I've got to get on to another guest here. But before we do that, I still have John Debney here real quick. A couple of messages came in. One of them in particular, it says, if we're all in this together and we need to help our neighbors out, there should be no cutting of CRP or payments for it unless it is open to public hunting. Well, first of all, that's not what CRP is paying for. John Debney, Delta Waterfall, do they pay for hunting rights in the CRP payments?
No, CRP is a habitat payment. Now, in the case of here in North Dakota with the great program that Terry's department has with plots, that's what pays for access, not the CRP payment from the USDA.
So if you want more of it linked to being open to public hunting, that's a different program. That's done through the North Dakota Game and Fish. You can encourage them to raise your hunting license fees if you want more of that land available. You're more than welcome to do that. But I'm going to make this point on that. You're making the statement that if, you know, basically we're, you know, getting a payment, it should be open to public hunting. Your food on your table and in your fridge is cheaper because of a government subsidy. And I don't think you just want people walking into your house and taking the food out of the fridge. If it's subsidized, it should be for everyone to use freely if we're going to follow this same thing. Now, if you're getting a payment for open public hunting and it's being restricted, that's a different deal, but that's through the PLOTS program. Thanks, John Debney from Delta Waterfall, for being in.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Look forward to keeping these conversations going.
All right, thank you. And now we're going to switch gears. We're going to go from hopefully the little bit downing issue with the drought going on. It's a realistic issue. We don't want to forget about it. But, you know, there's some inspiring things out there and some, you know, a little more lighthearted things. And sometimes the inspiring things also are around the issues of some devastating things. And we're going to talk now with a young lady from Jamestown, Charlotte Wilson, and her mom, Sarah Wilson. They're Sussman County Farm Bureau members over there. And Charlotte is... has got an effort underway here, and welcome to the program here, and thanks for being on. Charlotte and Sarah, are you with us?
Yep.
All right. Charlotte, tell everyone, you know, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
10 years old, and this 10-year-old is taking on a pretty big task and a pretty inspiring task. Charlotte, you want to tell the listeners here, across the great state of North Dakota and the region up here and even on the World Wide Web here, what is your relief effort and what does it entail?
I started this to help the ranchers in Kansas after the wildfires burned a lot of the area.
And so what you're doing is, and correct me if I make any misstatement here, Charlotte, but you're gathering up supplies and donations for supplies to load a semi, and if I remember correctly, you're starting to load that semi today and tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes, we're actually loading right now. But
you took a break to come on the air with the good folks here listening all across the region to tell us a little bit about it.
Yes.
And so what kind of supplies are you gathering up, and where are you gathering them from?
I'm donating some of my 4-H projects that I entered in the fair. I have a skirt that I'm donating, and I'm working on a crocheted item.
Okay. And what items are you getting donated from people that are helping you with your relief effort? Because I understand that you're going to be pretty close to filling a semi-load.
Yes.
So what items are they donating, and what items are you loading as we speak today?
Last night we boxed 76 quilts that were donated by a group of elderly ladies.
Okay.
That are quilters, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's a very nice donation. What else?
And Farmers Union Feed and Pet here in Jamestown is donating feed bunks, which is awesome.
So you got some feed bunks. How about fencing supplies? Are you getting any of them donated?
Yeah, Ensminger Steel is helping out with some posts, and some neighbors are doing some barbed wire and some more posts, and TSC has donated some barbed wire and posts as well, and clips.
And so, and other people have given money that you're going to buy some extra supplies with, is that correct?
Yes, yes, a lot of people have.
A lot of people have stepped up. Mm-hmm. So why, Charlotte, did you decide that you needed to take this project on? What were you thinking? What was in your heart that made you want to take this on?
Well, I have livestock myself, and it is, I just feel horrible if that happened to me. And yeah, so I just felt like I had to do something after I watched the video on Facebook about the fires. So yeah.
Yeah. That, and that's, you know, I am proud to, be the president of NDFB and have membership. Here's one of our junior members out there, the Wilson family, good members over in Stutsman County. In fact, your mom, Sarah, used to work for NDFB as a field staff person, in the, her early years of being in North Dakota, we'll say. And, So Charlotte, we really appreciate it because at NDFB, we did an effort earlier this year where we raised over $150,000 to send down there.
Yes.
And it's nice to see that one of our families and the junior member initiated the aspect of continuing that relief effort, knowing that there's a continuing need, and we appreciate it, Charlotte, and hats off to you. Is there anything else you want to say to the listeners?
I would love to thank the donation of the semi, fuel, and driver to deliver the donations, which is Gwent's Transfer and J.P. Weiss. The use of a 53-foot van trailer, which is, we're filling it up.
Well, you went to all bounds and covered everything and got the donation so that there's, you know, there's not going to be an administrative cost, so to speak, to this. And well done, Charlotte, and greet your mom and dad and sister and brother for me, and you have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. What there, Todd, that's a little inspiration for the day. You know, this 10-year-old that came up with the idea that she wanted to help, you know, saw the need down there, heard that there was things going on, that there was ways to support it, and came up with this idea. I think she, if I remember correctly, she promoted it a couple weeks ago at their Stutsman County Fair, wearing her 4-H emblem on her shirt, and, you know, just the good young, you know, future generations of agriculture shining through there and stepping up and helping out the ag community, even though it's
sure way
away.
Beyond 10.
That segues me into, you know, I visited with Trent Luce, who is, Trent Luce is on it, you know, several times a day here at KFYR. Most prominent is a 6:30 segment that he has in the evening.
To go to Trails and Tales.
And, you know, so I got the opportunity to be on with him yesterday, and we visited about, there's actually folks in Kansas right now that want to send some hay up to help relief for the drought victims up here. And, you know, that's, you look at that and you go, when you do these things, I'm a firm believer in pay it forward. NDFB had that great effort on great people across our state. In fact, the very people that are in trouble right now were the ones that stepped up to help raise that $150,000. So, you know, Daryl East sitting in for Scott. It's What's On Your Mind. We'll be back for our final segment.
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. More on the way.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Natalie's Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Every day made better is what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is all about. Five locations in North Dakota to serve you. Becca in Buxton told us an incredible story about how much she loves her Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables 2. Becca, tell us your story.
I'm really busy. I'm a mother of five and we farm. So my days get extremely busy and I end up having to wear so many different hats in days, from being a mom and a cook and a housekeeper and a farmhand. I look forward to the end of the night when I can get into our hot spring spa and I can with my husband and I can just be his wife. I think it's awesome that every night can be a date night without leaving the house.
Isn't that fantastic? It is just something you look forward to all day long. So even the tough stuff all day, being a mom and being busy on the farm, you know what's coming at the end of the night makes everything a little bit easier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it's been great for us. The kids love it too. You know, we get more conversation out of them in the hot tub than we do around the dinner table. Find out more about everybody's day.
I've noticed that with our kids, too. It's fantastic. You get them to talk and just tell you a little bit about their day and get some sit-still time without the phone or anything around
you,
right?
Yep, no devices in the hot tub. It's great.
That alone is every day made better right there.
Absolutely.
Every day made better for Becca and Buxton, and you too. Stop at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Grand Forks, or online at hotspringnd.com. That's hotspringnd.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Tioga, a place to grow since 1901. Members of Tioga's Chamber of Commerce proud to sponsor local programming. Tioga, a growing community with great schools, new housing, a golf course, theater, expanded bars and restaurants. The merchants at the Tioga Chamber of Commerce invite you to consider Tioga as a great place to settle your family and raise your kids because they support education with innovative science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs for school-aged children. Tioga, the energy and innovation capital of North Dakota, up Highway 43 miles north of Highway 2. Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. More at TiogaND.com. .net. 10 before the hour, Scott Hennen off today, Darlise, NDFB, and what's in your mind?
Welcome back to the final segment of What's on Your Mind. Daryl Lease, president of NDFP, sitting in for Scott today, and appreciate the opportunity. One message came in that I want to address before we go to our final guest here. Will CP23 get opened up for hay? That's one of the conservation practices titles in the CRP that we discussed a little bit. To answer that, it doesn't look real hopeful. I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't plan on it. If it happens, it would be a great thing and a surprise, though. It sounds that it won't, and because of some of the reasons we talked about, because of triggering some lawsuits and injunctions from folks like the National Wildlife Federation and that. So try and avoid that so that we don't lose the opportunity for all of it, just because we get a little bit maybe too greedy and ask for some things that might be a little bit too intrusive for some of those organizations. Our final guest here today is Lily Solemsaus from Sherwood, a 4-H member that's actually at their county fair right now and working with her projects, and probably had to take a break from the showing activity and to visit with us here today. And I wanted to visit with her because, you know, this is the time of the year. We've got a lot of fairs going on out there, especially this weekend. We have Mercer County is going to be going on, Bowman County is going on, Tri-County down in Wishick. We have the Red River Valley Fair over in Fargo. Renville County has their 4-H activity days today and their fair up there. And, of course, everyone's getting ready for the state fair coming up, which Todd is going to come and see me while he's up there this year. And but I wanted to visit with Lily. Lily, are you on?
Yeah.
Hey, Lily. So what are you doing today? What are you in the process of participating in right now up there in Renville County?
We are in the Junior Sheep Showmanship.
Junior Sheep Showmanship class.
I just got done with it.
You just got done with it. Did you win?
Yeah.
All right. Good job, Lily. So tell our listeners some of the projects that you are doing for 4-H to start things off here.
Well, I have all my static exhibit projects, but I have 4 pigs that I show. 2 sheep, a bunny, and 2 goats.
So you're a busy young lady. And now this is a trick question, Lily. Which animal is your favorite?
Pigs.
good answer.
I knew it's what you'd be going for, Daryl.
Yeah. When you're surfing for an answer, you get one with Lily. Yeah. So, Lily, you said static exhibits. Describe what fits into a few things that fit into that category. Some of our listeners might not be familiar with 4-H and FFA, and they don't understand what a static exhibit is. Name a couple of those things that you're doing.
Well, a few of my static exhibits are I made a palette and painted it and decorated it up, and then this year I put herbs in it and flowers and presented it. You can do different kinds of planters. I have another flower planter, too. And then I made a few signs out of old barn wood and decorated them up. One set says family on it with some decorations, and another has burlap design on it. And
yeah,
then
so.
There's baking, too. I made pumpkin bread.
Baking? Did you make me something?
No.
No. We got the first question right, Lily. You did good with the pigs, and then you said no on this one. Well, that's all right.
Don't get greedy now, Daryl.
Yeah. So, Lily, we've got about a minute and a half or so here. What do you do to get, you know, things ready now that you're going to be going to the state fair next week? What do you have to do to get the final touches and final finishing preparations on your livestock projects?
Well, for all 3 animals, sheep, goats, and pigs, you have to exercise them. Daily is best, and you have to feed them and water them. And for sheep, you shear them with market lambs. And goats, you just kind of clip them down. And same with pigs. And that's about it.
So, you know, daily, it takes a daily routine. If you want a champion animal, you got to spend a lot of time with them. I think that's what a lot of people don't realize, Lily, is it takes a lot of time. You know, you buy these animals or you raise them. I know you guys raise your own sheep and goats, and you buy your pigs back in April. But it really starts and lasts, you know, 90 to 100 days is the preparation to get ready for the state fair. And it takes a lot of time, doesn't it?
Yep. A lot of work, too.
That's great. You know, Lily, we're going to let you get back to your showing responsibilities there. Thanks for coming on with us today and kind of explaining a little bit about what it takes to be a 4-H member and get your projects ready, as just as other 4-H and FFA members across the state are doing. And greet your family and everyone up in Renville County for us, Lily.
Yep.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow on What's in Your Mind, Kevin Kidding, Private Lands Program Section Leader for Game and Fish, State Conservation Group Statement on Haying and Grazing, Daryl Leeson for Scott Hem today.
It's been a pleasure, and thanks to all the texters, callers, and especially thanks to our guests, and you know, looking forward to doing this again sometime in the future, as long as Scott doesn't think I screwed it up too bad.
He's not listening. It's his day off. Well, don't tell anybody. He didn't.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.